Amazon pours $13 billion more into India. Indian IT's $4.5 billion M&A spree. Kunal Shah's angel investing playbook. Why SEBI's ad code is a blow for influencers.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Alright, it's a big billion day indeed, at least for Amazon, which is doubling down on India, with CEO Andy Jassy announcing another $13 billion in investments during his visit to the country today. Now, Jassy, who also met the Prime Minister Narendra Modi today, said the new investment will largely go towards expanding Amazon's AI and cloud infra by 2030. Now, it comes just months after Amazon announced another $35 billion for India, taking its total planned investment between 2026 and 2030 to $48 billion. So, Amazon's cumulative investments in India from 2010 to 2030 stand over $88 billion. Also, it's part of a much bigger race where Amazon, Microsoft, Google, and even Meta are all investing heavily to build the backbone needed for the next gen of AI services. During his visit, in fact, Andy Jassy described AI as the most transformational technology of his lifetime and also said India will be one of the places where some of its most important AI applications are built thanks to its engineering talent and rapid digital adoption. Now, Amazon isn't stopping at AI either. The company is also stepping up investments in Amazon Now. We spoke about it in detail yesterday. It's quick commerce business. After raising its target from 100 cities to more than 300, the company is definitely preparing for a much bigger push into Tier 2 and Tier 3 markets. All right, moving on. India's IT services industry is also spending big, but this time on acquisitions. So according to Money Control Research, the country's top 10 IT companies have spent nearly $4.5 billion on acquisitions in just the first half of 2026. Now, the focus has shifted sharply towards AI, cybersecurity, engineering, and industry-specific capabilities. Now, the biggest deal, in fact, came from Coforge, which acquired Encora for $2.35 billion. Now, TCS, Infosys, HCL Tech, and Wipro have also returned to the M&A table after years of relatively limited deal-making. Now, the strategy has clearly evolved. Companies are no longer buying scale or headcount. Instead, they are acquiring specialized AI capabilities, sovereign AI expertise, cybersecurity problems, and domain knowledge. Now, analysts expect the pace of acquisitions to slow in the second half of the year as companies integrate these deals. But one trend is clear. Indian IT is moving from buying revenue to buying relevance. HCL Tech's investment in Sarvam AI is also another example of that shift. All right, next up, Kunal Shah may now be leading WhatsApp, but long before that, he was one of India's busiest angel investors, often making investment decisions through WhatsApp itself. What an irony. Now, according to Venture Intelligence data reviewed by Money Control, Shah made 249 angel investments between 2021 and June 2026. Now, during the funding boom alone, he invested in 175 startups across 2021 and 2022. Now, founders often describe his investing style as remarkably fast. In one instance, Shah reportedly replied, "I'm in," within a minute before writing a $20,000 check. Think about it. But his portfolio now includes 11 unicorns, including Razorpay, Unacademy, ShipRocket, Udaan, Zetwork, BigBasket, Slice, and even GoDigit. So over the years, he became known not just for writing checks, but also for sharing product feedback, fundraising advice, and helping founders build business. Now, here's an interesting full circle moment that the app where founders once pitched Kunal Shah over chat is now the platform he'll help shape globally. And finally, on to our last story, SEBI's proposed advertising rules could bring significant changes for India's creators and creator economy. Now, under the draft code, anyone with more than 5 lakh followers on a single platform could be treated as a celebrity for financial advertisements linked to SEBI-regulated products. Now, that actually means creators may face stricter compliance requirements, including limits on product-specific endorsements and additional approvals before campaigns can go live. So several creators, in fact, told Money Control that while the rules could slow down content creation, they may also slightly improve trust and transparency in financial advertising as well. So the proposal reflects how influencer marketing is evolving. Large creators are no longer viewed as just content publishers, but as voices that can influence financial decisions. And with that influence comes greater regulatory scrutiny. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you so much for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.